Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So Entrepreneur Magazine, on newsstands everywhere, to help entrepreneurs on their journey to success. It ain't easy. We all need help. Every entrepreneur needs a leg up. We all need a leg up. That's what this show is all about. So today I've got a couple of guests for you. Our first guest up is Nick Buzzell. He's the founder and CEO of The Spirits Network, spiritsnetwork.com. And The Spirits Network is the first shoppable entertainment and personalized membership service for spirits, which, first of all, I love the idea of shoppable television. And so, Nick, welcome to the show. Maybe you could tell us how all this works and where it got started.
Spirits Network is a first of its kind. We are available on Apple TV and streaming devices like it, including mobile as well as Android and desktop. So anywhere you can get those access points, we can be reached. We are shoppable. We are entertainment driven. So imagine watching a documentary on the most amazing whiskey in the world, the finest, the rarest, the most expensive, and watching and learning and getting excited and being able to buy it instantly. We are available right now today with home delivery in 50 U.S. cities in 17 states. And it's not just the fine and rare that we have. We have a lot of products that range in price that include whiskey, rum, tequila, vodka, gin, and we are telling the stories behind the bottle. The stories like, you know, entrepreneurs who risk it all and start their first distillery and create bourbon in the Hudson Valley in New York, or the family in Kentucky that's fifth generation and they've been distilling premium bourbon for 100 years, all the way through to what's hot and what's interesting and what's neat. We make sure that we tell the story with that in mind. Entertain first, and then you as a consumer have the ability to shop and purchase what you see right from your device. So if you're on TV, you're using your remote, and you're buying your spirit, and in 2 hours, it's delivered to your door.
What? How does that work?
We have built some pretty impressive technology, and we've partnered with some pretty great people across the United States. We also offer a curated membership experience, so you can actually subscribe to a monthly bottle service. You tell us what you like, very much where the personalized element comes into play. You tell us what you like and how you like it, and you essentially are getting a filtered experience based on that. You say, I like whiskey, I like vanilla, I don't like smoky, but I like barbecue food, and I like to golf, and I like to fish. All of that data that we get from you, just like when you become a member of Spotify or Apple Music, we ask a few questions, helps us personalize the experience for you. So now when you're watching our premium program, and it's really important to note that our programming is, you know, top quality production. What you're seeing, you know, on an HBO or a Netflix is what you're seeing on Spirits Network. So this is original programming. We have over 30 series on the network that range from The Science of Spirits to Spirits for Beginners, all the way through to Tales from the Cask, and even more with celebrities and experts. We have the world's leading experts in scotch and bourbon. We're working with gentlemen like Flavian Desablin, who owns the Brandy Library in Tribeca and is a world-renowned expert. He is our chief spirits curator, and Fred Minnick, the bourbon expert, and Peggy No Stevens, whose Bourbon Women Group is one of the most active group of women around the bourbon category. And so we found a home by building a place that people can create great content with us and for us, and consumers can try what they see. I always joke that we taste better than YouTube.
All right. This is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. SpiritsNetwork.com. Nick Buzzell is going to be right back with us and talk about this amazing, I don't know if it's new or not new. It's new to me, so it's, well, if you're listening, it may be new to you. SpiritsNetwork.com. Where did this come from? How do we get involved? How can we get more? If you love it, stay with us. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, we're talking with Nick Buzzle. He is the founder and CEO of the Spirits Network online, the W's.spiritsnetwork.com. You can figure it out. It's not hard. I love this. This is kind of the intersection of content and commerce. And Nick Buzzle's doing it in a very nichified way, which is pure brilliance, I think. And, you know, I was watching Shark Tank the other day, and Mr. Wonderful was going off on that he's a peanut butter connoisseur. And I think everybody thought he was joking at first, Nick, but he was dead serious. I mean, he got on this guy's back because the guy had like a peanut butter, you know, thing you put in there and you kind of a pump so you can pump peanut butter. And he's like, but what about the viscosity? Because, you know, if you refrigerate your peanut butter, because if you get really good peanut butter, if you refrigerate it, the viscosity, you can't do this. And it was like, oh, my God, he is a connoisseur of peanut butter. So there are connoisseurs out there, especially when it comes to spirits. I'd love to know how you got started with this, because I happen to think it's pure brilliance. Content and commerce, beautiful.
Thank you. I'm not a huge fan of peanut butter, but I am a huge fan of whiskey, and I love single malt scotch. And I was a huge, huge connoisseur starting as an enthusiast, really, just starting as a beginner, right in the beginning of what is it like to drink great whiskey. And I enjoy single malt, and I enjoy bourbon. And I had an experience where I went to the Brandy Library in Tribeca, which, for those of you that haven't been, is probably the best whiskey bar in North America and has a tremendous selection of whiskeys. And what's incredible about this space is that there's a lot of choice. There's a lot of products. There's a lot of things to try. I think just like anything with a lot, there's discovery challenges. So when you want to explore and learn and try new things, where do you go? And not everybody has a Brandy Library in their city. And oftentimes you get there and the staff is very knowledgeable and the category is very deep and you can tell them what you like. And I said, what if we virtualize this thing? What if we made this an actual network? And we did a lot of research and we worked with a lot of different types of focus groups and finding kind of the sweet spot. But what we found is that the spirits industry and the spirits community, they're out there. I mean, there are millions of people who identify as a spirits enthusiast, people that really care about what they're drinking. They want to call their alcohol. They want to explore. There's even spirits tourism where people want to visit the distilleries and where the stuff is made, and collectors. I mean, the collection of spirits is what happened to wine 25 years ago, is happening to premium whiskey and tequila and mezcal. Items are becoming, you know, they're especially Japanese whiskey, you know, bottles that were $80 before are now $2,500. I mean, it's a supply and demand, it's scarcity. But the challenge has always been discovery. How do I learn about it? And what's also great is that there's great stories in spirits. You know, everything from the people behind the bottle, the manufacturing process, to the history and the folklore. I mean, you know, think about it. It's essentially thousands of years old alcohol, and, right, and it's evolved over the last, you know, several hundred. And I think when you think about that, the history, the science, the culture, there's so much to tell. But why tell it? Let's try it. Let's get it in our hand. Let's put it in our mouth. Let's experience it firsthand. And so that's where we really were inspired to create this network that allows you to do that. And like I said, in 50 cities in the U.S., we can deliver in usually under 2 hours. There are exceptions, of course, for things that are fine and rare or harder to find. But sure, usually our delivery time's in a couple of days at the most. And that box experience allows you to kind of sit back and let the expert choose for you. And then you can sit back in your 60-inch TV and watch a great, you know, half-hour or 15-minute documentary about the product. And what's great is that we're totally neutral. We're all about creating a place for spirits enthusiasts. So while we are participating and working with some brands, we're more focused on quality and being really authentic and focusing on what makes spirits so great. And there's so many stories to tell, and we've got food pairing and music and celebrity, and, you know, it's endless. And if you check it out, you'll be very, very impressed. And I think you know, seeing it on the big screen is my favorite experience, but it works great on mobile. And, you know, we're in the App Store, and you should definitely take a look. But when you're there, you know, think of it like, you know, History Channel and you know, HBO in terms of docs and being able to watch really great content.
So what is next? I mean, obviously, Spirits are your passion, but what else? NB TV Studios is your company as well. What's next in 30 seconds?
Well, we're a content company. We've always been. We've worked with major brands for the last 10 years creating branded content. We've also produced films and television, so we're storytellers. And we also are technologists. We have a whole development arm here developing technology that doesn't exist around shoppable experiences, commerce and media, meeting each other. But we have three more channels in store in different categories. As I'm sure you could probably imagine, the next one that seems to lend itself to the same kind of opportunity in spirits is around CBD and cannabis.
Oh.
And we'll be launching that next year.
All right, hang tight. We're going to talk a little bit more on the other side. Content and commerce. If you're a content creator, you may want to talk to Nick Buzzle, because he is there creating this niche marketing opportunity for us. How cool is that? We'll take a little break. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. Well, if you want to reach out and find out more about Spirits Network, just put .com, spiritsnetwork.com. Nick Buzzle, he is joining us right now. He's the founder and CEO of the Spirits Network, but also NBTV Studios. And this is very interesting, where somebody has finally figured out a viable way to create a place where you can put content and create commerce right, like, immediately. It's, to me, I love this stuff because I'm a content guy myself. Thanks for joining us, Nick. Great stuff you got going on. I want to hear a little bit more about the future. I think you are the future of content, because really, you know, it's like so many people have these podcasts and nobody has really figured out yet how to monetize podcasts properly. The old school way of selling sponsorships and commercials, you know, is one thing. But you guys, you know, married content with commerce, and it's instant and you're able to feel it in real time. It's a rare thing. But yeah, give us a little future quest with us.
Well, we continue to evolve the platform and the technology. We're adding a whole bunch of new features every week. I mean, the greatest part about the way that we're approaching this, I think, is that we're bringing fresh programming, curated programming together with really fresh technology. So we are actually updating the platform every week. We're launching new content. We have over 100 hours of programming in there today. And we're also essentially twice a month, we're doing new product updates in terms of the technology. So we're adding more features, including social features and ratings and allowing people to find products fast. We have a new series coming out that I'm very excited about. It's called Frontier Filmmakers, first of its kind. It's imagine dinner in a movie, but for spirits. So what we've done is we've gone out and we've hand selected and curated feature length films, full, you know, hour, 2 hour films. And we are pairing it with spirits. And so Fred Minnick, the world's leading expert in bourbon, sits down in a 5-minute segment with each filmmaker, gets to learn about the movie and what it took to make and some of the trials and tribulations of filmmaking, and then pairs a spirit with it, either a bourbon or a cocktail made with bourbon or whiskey. And we are launching a feature film every month. We'll be on the network. And just like you get when you go to your, you know, Netflix or your Hulu, we have a lot of things in our library that are not exactly just 100% spirits. It's more about the lifestyle and the curation experience. And what's even cooler is that it's in 4D, as we like to say. You can actually purchase these spirits and watch these films while you're sipping on the curated ideas of Fred and the filmmaker. Mm-hmm. So we hope that people really get an experience like this at home. I think more people are spending more time at home. It's obviously great to go out, but sometimes you just want to sit back and watch a great film. And so we've started a new series, and it's premiering towards the end of this month, and we're very excited to share it with you all.
So, first of its kind, interactive viewing and shopping experience available to viewers across the country. I see here, and looking as you're talking, I'm reading a little bit further about you. You honed your career at NBC Universal and were part of the team that built Hulu. Are you surprised that some of these bigger, you know, these bigger platforms haven't tried this yet? I mean, it seems like for you, it's like, thank God they haven't, right? Because you're killing it. But it just seems like that this is something that every television network should be offering? I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we obviously are open to partnering and collaborating with any of the existing partners and players that are out there in the space. I think when you look at the spirits industry, you know, there's a ton of room for innovation. When you look at the entertainment industry, there's even more. You know, think about it. Netflix was not created in the inside of entertainment. It was created as by entrepreneurs that were from really the outside. It wasn't created by a big media holding company.
Yeah.
It became a big media company on its own. So I think part of what we're so excited about is that, like you mentioned, I've been in the entertainment business my whole career. I started in television. I went and worked on the ad agency side for a short period of time. And between those two worlds, I've always been really obsessed with entertainment and advertising, and they really do go hand in hand. So I think, you know, for us, we're dedicated and focused on a vision that we have. I think the art in anything in life, no matter who you are, is execution, and we are very good at it. And so we believe that we can bring our content studio business into our distribution platform and technology business and create a real offering that I don't think exists today. And for brands and for media companies that want to advance their future and show the customer and show the consumer that it's possible to create an environment. I mean, think about this. We have no interruptive advertising in our network. All of our programming is integrated with this buy bar. Right at the lower portion of your screen, you can make a purchase. And while that buy bar will be triggered at certain points during the programming, at no point are you interrupted from your show or brought into a commercial environment. And if you choose so, you can actually ignore it and just continue to watch, and it's seamless. And so what we believe is that consumers are ignoring ads. They're tired of commercials. No one wants to watch any more advertising. People want to be told stories, and they want experiences. And we've brought both of those things together with Spirits Network.
Well, it's the marriage of content and commerce. It's not like entertainment and advertising. It's actually, it's so much better because you're right. It's not interrupting you. It's offering you the opportunity to go, yeah, I think I'd like some of that. And you're being sold by the fact that you're being told a great story. And I happen to love it. I'm going to go check out all the stuff that you're going to. You were about to tell me, though, I got about 30 seconds. Frontier Filmmakers, give me a little bit on that.
Yeah, so we've selected some really great films that were all indie films. We went to the Tribeca Film Festival this year, and we selected some films. And we've got three films coming out over the next 3 months. And like I mentioned, it's Dinner and a Movie for Spirits.
Okay,
and so we're pairing Spirits to premium films.
All right. I love it, man. This is good stuff. It's true entertainment. All right, Nick Basil, thank you very much. SpiritsNetwork.com. You guys check it out. Thank you, Nick. All right.
Thank you.
We will take a little break and come back with, if you're interested in event planning, you'll want to check out Event Prep Franchise. That's next, right here on Entrepreneur Weekly. Well, our next guest is a man named Paul Trapp, federalconference.com. Here's a guy that standing around, he says, at the barbecue having a beer with his buddy and said, let's start a business. And the next thing you knew, they were doing almost $50 million a year. They grew 24,830% year over year and won some awards and what have you for that. Now going to give us a little bit of advice if you're thinking about getting into the events business, conferences, event planning and such. He has a book out, came out in August, Prep for Success, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Achieving Your Dreams. Paul Trapp on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you doing, Alan? Thanks for having me.
I am doing well, and it sounds like with that growth you guys have had, you guys are doing pretty well too. Here's my question for you. You know, I've always felt that it's important to be a bit like a Boy Scout. Now, I was only in the Boy Scouts for like 1 year, but I got it. I got everything I needed, which was disciplines and to always be prepared. And it's like if I go out on a road trip, I take things that people laugh at me. They're like, what are you taking that big Bowie knife for? I go, you never know. What are you taking that, you know, extra jack and tools? And what do you got, 50 pounds of tools in that backpack? I'm like, you never know. You know what? And I'm the guy that if I broke down, I always had the tool to fix it. I wasn't broke down for very long because I always did my pre-trip prep, you might say. So I'm a prepper, and I guess you guys are a prepper. Talk about your book, Prep for Success, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Achieving Your Dreams. Give us the genesis of this book.
So, Alan, you hit it right on the head. It's about being prepared, right? You never know when you're prepared or unprepared for things that might happen, right? I mean, what you have for dinner tonight is going to be a direct result of what you prepared or what you failed to prepare, right? One way or another, you're going to eat something, but everything we do in life has preparation, getting prepared for a job interview, getting prepared for a date, getting prepared to go on a trip, getting prepared to go to work next week, go on a trip. There's so many things in life, and it really does boil right down to the Boy Scouts, right? It starts with that be prepared motto early on in life that we start to get drilled in and we start to understand the importance of it. But at the end of the day, you know, throughout life, most trophies are not won on game day. You know, they're won on the practice field, and that's the preparation. You know, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You know,
right.
practice, prepare, prepare, prepare. It's drilled in so many of us just take it for granted. We don't even think about it. We do it out of muscle reflex. But if you just take the time to kind of focus on it for a little bit and to prepare yourself for what you're trying to do, then you'll be ready when it happens.
So is this book for those who want to have, you know, kind of an event planning business, or is it general entrepreneurial, just good advice?
Well, you know, it's our story, and we own a couple of great event planning organizations. But I think the content of the book is really made and written to speak to anyone that's that entrepreneur trapped in an employee's body.
Ah.
Someone who's just, you know, really wants to burst out, but they're not sure how. They're thinking about the what. They're dreaming, right? They're dreaming. And this book was written to help turn those dreams into reality.
Can you give me a few of the chapters? I mean, what would you say is the most important chapter to you in this book?
Well, you know, it all kind of ties together. There's not any special formulas or secrets or things like that. You know, we talk about, you know, are you ready? You know, unplanned events happen all the time as well as planned events. You plan to go on a trip, but the unplanned things, we actually toyed with the idea about having the title of the book, The Unplanned Event, because our success was unplanned. You know, we actually started thinking we wanted to have a little extra supplemental income. We both had jobs. I just retired from the Army. And, you know, the unplanned event happened. We started something that was at the right place, right time, right formula, right leadership, right talent on the team. And it just all kind of blew up in a good way, right? So being prepared, being ready, prepping for the success, recognizing opportunity, another thing, you know, to know when it's there. And then when you actually have the opportunity in your lap, how do you take it, mold it, shape it? How do you become a disruptor? How do you attract the right talent, establish your culture? Know when stuff's going south, you know, like we call it befriending Murphy. But know, you know, we're an event planning company, and it's funny, you know, Murphy's Law. Murphy has a backstage pass to every event we've ever done.
Right.
And we just recognize it. We know what he looks like. We credential him. We give him a name badge. We, you know, sign an escort. We show him around, and we manage it, you know. But it's the book is, you know, full of a lot of leading up to and how to do it, but our story is unique, and that's why we wanted to share it, because we felt it was not unique to us, but it's applicable to so many other people, not even in the event planning world.
So I heard you say something there, that, and I want to just say thank you for your service, that you retired from the military. And do you think, and I have to imagine, that some of the disciplines that you've learned in the military helped to you know, move you forward in this tremendous growth that you guys experienced with the Federal Conference?
Absolutely. And, you know, we started with the Boy Scout conversation, but really it was truly my time in the military that I think prepared me the most. I was Army Reserve, Army National Guard, the active Army. There's all the different components. And I spent time in all three of those components throughout my 30-year career. And when I was in the National Guard, I think I learned the most. I was a commander for a unit in Florida. And, you know, when you're in the National Guard, you 1 week in a month, 2 weeks in the summer. It's not just a social club, right? I mean, you're there, you're training, you're doing things, getting ready, preparing for something. What are you preparing for? You're preparing for an emergency, for wartime, right? And when you prepare, you literally go through the motions of like creating these mobilization books, and you're going, all right, in the event that, you know, it happens today and we're going to war, Lieutenant Smith, you're going to go take care of the beans and the bullets. You know, Lieutenant Jones, you're going to go down the motor pool and get the vehicles ready. Lieutenant Smith, you're going to take care of the weapons and you know, all the things we need there. You've got everything all lined up, already discussed, already drilled, practiced, everything. So in our company, when we were this little mom and pop, work from home, supplement our income company, our biggest contract was about $80,000. We were happy. You know, we were moving, you know, the paperwork around and, you know, traveling and doing things for the customer, making the customer happy. And then we put in for this big, massive government contract, right? Overnight, the Hail Mary, it was an $80 million opportunity, actually $81 million.
Oh, my God.
And we went from an $80,000 contract to an $80 million contract.
Oh, my God.
Overnight. Like, I mean, it was like a no-knock search warrant, you know, FBI agents kicking our door in the middle of the night. And we went from zero to hero in seconds. And, boy, you know, holding on to that when it was going was – it was risky, right?
Right.
But we made it, and I think the book really addresses a lot of the things we did to make it, from the preparation, having those MO books ready just in case, and then actually what we did when we got it.
All right. Let me do this. Let me take a little break here. When we come back, you're going to – hopefully you can teach us a little bit about some of the prep for success, the Entrepreneur's Guide to Achieving Your Dreams, right here on Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Paul Trapp will be back in a moment. You can find him a number of different places. Davis Trapp, TRAPP.com, DavisTrapp.com, or FederalConference.com. And you know what? He's even got a franchise business, EventPrepFranchise.com. We'll talk about that, too, on the other side. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
She was terminally pretty.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor, all across America and around the world. Don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com, if you can't spell it. Yeah, it's one of those words nobody can spell. I can't even spell it. I work for the magazine, you know. Entrepreneur.com and Entrepreneur Magazine on the website. I mean, on the newsstands. Paul Trapp joining us, Chief Executive Officer of multiple companies, Federal Conference, EventPrepFranchise.com. This is a franchise. Now, how do you – do me a favor. Give me a little bit on this franchise part of this, because this doesn't seem like an easy thing to franchise. But then again, a business is a business if you can reproduce what you're doing to where somebody else can reproduce it, you know, and they can make money, then I guess, yeah, you can franchise it.
Absolutely, Alan. We over the years, past 15 years, when we first started our business – you know, we had one event, we had a checklist, we thought we were good. And then over the years, we've, you know, kind of elevated through the process, and we're doing currently a little over 3,000 events a year. And that's about 70, 80 events a week, depending on what week it is. And they're global. They're all in Germany, Korea, Japan, all over the United States, you know. And to do that volume of events without losing your mind, right? You have to have a system and a process.
Right.
So we've developed technology platforms and, you know, our own operating procedures and, you know, levels of leadership that can interact and to manage the processes. And we just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And actually what kind of was the start of the whole franchise idea was after 10 years or so of doing the grind as the CEO in this big, you know, company that blew up, I looked in the mirror one day and said, you know, I don't even know all my employees anymore. I don't know all of my customers anymore. It's kind of gotten a little bigger than I thought it was going to get. And I was longing and missing some of the kind of, you know, the part of starting a business and growing a business.
Wow.
Running a mature business, I was struggling with it personally. So I went to a franchise show thinking I was going to buy a new business to have a toy to play with. And I went walking up down the aisles, and I'm thinking, hey, maybe I'll buy a Minuteman press or something. I can print my own materials for my events or something.
Right.
And I met a guy, and he said, you know, what do you do? And I told him what I did, and I told him I was looking to buy a franchise. He said, why wouldn't you franchise what you have? And he was a franchise lawyer. And I said, you know, you franchise pizza. You don't franchise event planning. That's, you know, that I couldn't comprehend that. Then he educated me very briefly, just, you know, all the different brands out there that are service-based brands, from tax preparation to water restoration to lawn mowing. And they're all service-based brands. And I'm right. Like, wow, yeah, I guess CertaPro Painters, they paint your house. But it's a franchise, you know. And so I went back and I thought about it and I did some research and I hired an attorney, a franchise attorney and a CPA. And we were able to, in a very short time, take all of our systems and processes and kind of rewire them into a franchise operations manual. We tested the system for about a year. We went out 12 months. We hired two people in two different parts of the country and brought them on as franchises and tested the processes and systems. And it worked. They were able to monetize it in a great way. And so we went to market. And we currently, in the first 2 years, we have 17 franchises throughout the country doing home base. It's a lifestyle business. They work from home. They set their own hours. They have their own clients, and they work their hometown, but they're not limited to their hometown. They have clients all over the place. And it's been great to watch them grow their businesses. And, you know, at the end of the day, it brought me back to the basics that I needed, because now every day I'm starting a new business and helping someone grow a business. And I'm not back running that mature business. I've got adult leadership doing that for me in another, you know, section.
You know how interesting it is to hear that, you know, some of us, we're sitting on a gold mine and we don't even know it, something we could franchise. Like you said, I think people, you know, in their minds, they think you have to make a hamburger and franchise that hamburger because it tastes good, or a pizza, or, you know, I guess, a painting business because I can paint. But your service that you provide, if you're really, really good at it, can be franchised. And Paul Trapp and Event Prep Franchise is proof of that, because it's the system and process that leaves a customer happy. It isn't just by accident that you did a good job. And, you know, I mean, I guess it could be by accident that you did a good job. But if you want to repeat it again, you better write down what you did, right, Paul? You better write it down and make a system and process.
There's a recipe to success, right? Your parents, your grandparents, you know, handed down those special recipes that you really liked. And you hold on to those because they work, right? And make everyone happy.
You know what? You just said it. A recipe to success. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, I want you to give us some of the recipe out of your book, Prep for Success, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Achieving Your Dreams. If you guys are listening and you are thinking about, you know, hey, you know, I could do event planning. That kind of sounds fun. EventPrepFranchise.com. You can check them out on the web. DavisTrap.com if you want to see more about their story. Evidently, you have a partner named Mr. Davis, right? So we'll take a little break. Come back, and I'm going to learn three pieces of success that you guys can walk away with that may help you achieve your dreams right here on Entrepreneur Weekly. Be right back. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't forget, check out our website, entrepreneur.com. Pick up an issue of the magazine at newsstands everywhere, Entrepreneur Magazine. And listen to our show. It's not only on live radio stations around the country, it is also podcasts at entrepreneur.com and other places that podcasts are podcasted. But of course, if you want to go to entrepreneur.com, you'll find lots of great podcasts, just like, well, I hope like this one. Anyway, our guest today is Paul Trapp. He is Chief Executive Officer of Event Prep Franchise. Also, his main company that's done, you know, over $50 million in a year with a 24,830% growth year over year, federalconference.com. You can find that on the web. I'm looking for those three gold nuggets from your book, Prep for Success, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Achieving Your Dreams. Paul, you are the professor. Give me like a minute per nugget if you can.
All right, I'll try to keep it down to a minute. So first thing first, right? You can be passionate. You can be good. You can be the chief everything officer. But at the end of the day, you got to have a good team, right? So attracting talent, finding the right people. As a former chief of recruiting, I spent most of my adult life in recruiting. Military recruiting was my main forte. But when I retired from the Army, I was I was a sales manager for 4,500 recruiters, right? So we were doing recruiting. I was eating, breathing, sleeping. So recruiting to me is not an event, right? It's a process. It takes time. You know, if you're a company or you're starting a company and you're thinking, hey, you know, gosh, our salesperson just quit, I better go put an ad out there and start interviewing people, I think you're too late. Because I think the people that are going to be interviewing for that sales job are the people that are at the bottom feeders at the other companies, people that aren't happy in their current position, that aren't making money in their current position, that think the grass is greener on the other side. And you're going to end up, you know, sifting through people's leftovers to get to the good one. And I think what I've learned is focus on who you want to come work for you. Who would you want on your dream team? Find them. My vice president of sales right now worked for another company for about 5 years when I was working with that other company. It was a hotel brand, right? I'm in the event planning world. He was a director of sales for a large hotel in Washington, D.C. Mm. I courted him for 5 years.
Wow.
I took him to ball games. I took him to dinner. I was like dating him. I was trying to get him to come work for me, and he finally did about 2 years ago. So, you know, number one, attract the right talent, right? Find the right people, you know, and help them transition to your team in a way that's a win-win.
Right. No, no. Good advice. Very, very forward thinking. Give me the next one.
So the next one I would talk about is culture, right? Once you have the people working for you, culture is very important. I know you hear this all the time from entrepreneurs about, you know, hey, if we get it right with our employees, they'll get it right with our customers. And there's a lot of truth to that. But I can tell you, really focus on your employees, right? And I'll just give you one quick example. And this is, I think it's a perfect way to highlight this. So as an organization that's, you know, achieved some levels of success, we feel a corporate responsibility to give back to the community which we live in. So, you know, recently we came up, we had an extra $50,000 we wanted to give away. And it would have been very easy for my partner, Steve, and I to sit in a boardroom and just make a decision. Oh, $50,000 to the Cancer Society or, you know, okay, that's done. We could announce it at the next Monday morning meeting. There's a little golf clap. Everyone passed the bagel and, you know, they go on to the next topic. We knew if we're going to do something this significant, give away $50,000, we should do it through our employees. But we knew, hey, if we just went into open forum and said, who should we give it to? We'd have 50 different ideas and we'd probably create havoc because people would want to give it to their organization. So we decided it was very easy to come to this solution. We just said, light bulb came on and we said, how about we give our 50 employees $1,000 each and let them give away $1,000 to something they think is important?
That's awesome. All right. Give me the last one in 30 seconds.
Just preparing for that success when it comes. Do your homework. Have things ready to go. Practice those interviews. Practice those, you know, the preparation for the role, whether it's role playing or practice, 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 practice. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall. That's how you win Super Bowls.
Right.
Right? You don't just show up on game day and go, hey, let's throw, you got a ball, let's throw a couple guys together. We can do this. We got the talent. It doesn't work that way.
I love it. Prep for Success, the Entrepreneur's Guide to Achieving Your Dreams. I'm playing a little Hall & Oates here. You make my dreams come true. So hopefully you can for somebody. You can find the book at newsstands everywhere, or you can go to, my guess, davistrapp.com if you want to find out more about Paul Trapp. Paul, thank you.
Thank you so much, Alan. I had a great time.
Listen, we want to help you guys prep for success. Entrepreneur.com. That's where you should head right now. I'm Alan Taylor. See you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.